Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to the Lord. Amen. Glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Glory, glory to his name. I just want to lift up the name that is above every other name. The Bible said that his name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. The songwriter says, worthy is your name, Jesus. Worthy is your name. You deserve the praise and you deserve the glory, the honor that's due unto your name. So I just lift up the name that's above every other name right where you are. Lift up the name of Jesus and magnify him. Amen. Make him big in your life. Magnify the Lord. David says, magnify the Lord with me. Don't magnify your problems, your situations, your circumstances. He said, magnify the Lord with me. Make him great. Make him big. Magnify the Lord. God, we bless you today. We honor you. We lift you up. We give you the glory and the praise that's due unto your name, because it all belongs to you. We just want to thank you, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, we rejoice. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. So we just rejoice and we honor you and we welcome your Holy Spirit, without whom we can do nothing. Holy Spirit, we're totally dependent upon you. As I move out of the way, I pray you move into the way. Speak through me. Touch the hearts of every listener. I decree and I declare that no one's life will remain the same, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The breakthrough is their portion, victory is their portion, turnaround, healing, deliverance in the name of Jesus is their portion. For every listener, even now, answered prayer is their portion. Long-standing problems, Lord, are being moved now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, I thank you, you're giving solutions to problems in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Difficulties are being destroyed and broken. I decree and I declare that your people are more than overcomers through Christ, which loved them. God, we thank you and we praise you. They will know our position and seating with you, with Christ Jesus, in heavenly places. God, you've given us authority, and as your people, we exercise authority and dominion over that which tried to exercise dominion over us, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The enemies under our feet, we give you thanks and give you praise, Father God. And no weapon formed against your people shall prosper, in every tongue that rise up in condemnation, we condemn it even now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak success in their businesses, their home, their families, their jobs, their workplace, their marriages, their children, their health, their mind, their soul. God, we speak victory in every area, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, we give you thanks and give you praise that their best years are ahead of them, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They will lack no good thing. God, we honor you and we bless you for what you're about to do and say. Lord God, we just leave everything in your hands and we tell you thank you today, in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Wherever you are, just worship him, just bless him, give him the praise and the glory that's due unto his name. Amen. Because he deserves the glory and he deserves the honor. I don't care what you're going through, what it looks like, be sure to praise God. David never lost the battle, because David was always praising God. No matter what he faced, no matter what it looked like, David was always praising God. He always had a praise. No matter what it looked like, David was giving God thanks. Be thankful. The Bible says that everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Amen. So learn to praise him in your difficult times, in your hard times. Amen. In the hard seasons in your life. Amen. Learn to praise God. Learn to say, I'm just going to praise you anyhow. When I don't know how the bills are going to be paid, how the mortgage is going to be paid, the gas light, the electric, the water, the this, the that, and learn to just praise him and say, God, you are the God of heaven above and earth beneath. You hold the whole world in your hands. And you said your ears on my head are numbered, and it's quite easy to count the ears on mine. God, you know everything. There is nothing hidden from him, and there is nothing too hard for God. I want to leave this with you, that there is nothing too hard for the Lord God that you serve. There is nothing too hard for him. So I'm encouraging someone today, listen to me, don't let your problems overcome you. Overcome your problems. I'm going to say that again. Don't let your problems overcome you. overcome your problems, because you're more than an overcomer through Christ, which love him. I just spoke about magnifying the Lord. When you magnify something, you put it under magnifying glass, it becomes bigger. The little ant, the little spider, which some of you are already scared of, becomes even bigger. And this is what happens when we magnify our problems. They become big. But God is saying, magnify me. Make me great. Make me big. Because he is great and greatly to be praised. So magnify the Lord. Amen. I'm getting carried away. I need to slow down because I want to encourage someone today. Amen. I truly believe that the body of Christ needs more encouragement. I just welcome the Holy Spirit. Whom I can do nothing. And today, I just really want to try and teach today, because some of us need to know who we are. We need to know who we are. God said, all power is being given unto you in heaven and in earth. God has given you authority. You can heal the sick. You can raise the dead. You can cast out devils. Those things aren't just reserved to the man or the woman at the front, the person with the collar or title. He says, you can heal the sick. You can raise the dead. Amen. The miracle worker is inside of you. And I'm here to encourage someone today. Listen to me. With God, nothing shall be impossible, but it's according to your faith. It is according to your faith. It's according to your faith. I'm going to go to a scripture and then I'm going to slow down, because listen to me. God said, with him, nothing shall be impossible. One time I was speaking to this man, he was a Christian, but he a very wealthy man, but he admitted to me, he said, Kevin, I don't know the whole Bible like you and some of your pastors do. I don't know the whole Bible. But he said this one thing to me and it stuck with me. He said, the parts that I do know, I work it and it's successful and it's working for me. This man is very wealthy man. And he's a Christian, but he said, I do not know the whole Bible. I don't know everything. I don't know Genesis to Revelation. But he said, the parts that I do know, I work it and it works for me. And the one part he works the most is faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And the Bible says, the justified one shall live by faith. God doesn't want you to live by your paycheck. God doesn't want you to live by what's in your bank account. He said, the just shall live by faith. But I'm here to encourage you that there's more to you than meets the eye. I'm here to let someone know who they are. I want to free someone today, because there's someone who's been living in bondage. And God is saying, no, it's time to set you free. Listen to me. You were born to heal the sick. You were born to work miracles. You were born to live above the life that you are now living. God is saying, I'm calling you to more. There is more to you than meets the eye. I'm calling you to more. Amen. I'm calling our young people to more. I'm calling our men to more. Some men just go to work, come back, watch football and do it, and then repeat the cycle. God is saying, no, there's more to you than meets the eye. There's more to you than just scrolling through social media and using the thumb like it's a muscle. God is saying, no, there's more to you than meets the eye. Let me turn your Bibles. Turn your Bibles to John, the book of John, chapter 14, and then I'm going to slow down and take you through the word of God. I'm going to try my best to teach and preach, but I'm going to try my best to teach, because I believe the body of Christ needs more teaching than they do the preaching. Amen. And Jesus was talking to his disciples. John chapter 14. And he was talking to Philip and he said, believest thou? Let me put on, where is the glasses? It's okay. It says, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, this is key, listen to it. He that believes in me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. He said, truly, truly, or very, very, truly, truly, the works that I do, he said, you're going to do also. And greater works than these that you're going to do, because I go unto my Father. Now remember this little word that the man just told me, the little story. He said, the scriptures that I do believe, I work them and they work for me. Now, if you can work the word, I'm telling you, if you can work the word, don't just be a hearer of the word
and not a doer. But if you can work the word, Jesus said, the works that I do, shall you do also. And greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father. You were supposed to heal the sick. You were supposed to raise the dead. You were supposed to cleanse the leper. You were supposed to cast out devils. In fact, I tell you that that is ordinary Christianity. That is ordinary Christianity. We're supposed to be doing those things. And if I've got a title today, the title is, You Can Heal the Sick. Look at someone and say, I can heal the sick. I want to encourage someone. You can heal the sick. I don't usually preach from notes, but today I want to teach you that you can heal the sick. We're living in a time, especially in the West, where they're trying to suppress Christianity, fight against Christianity. I want to let you know that persecution is coming. So it's time to get wrapped up and tied up in Jesus, because persecution is on its way. But let me tell you something now. They cannot stop the power of God. They cannot stop the word of God. God's word must be revealed. And when persecution comes, that's when the church gets its act together. And that's when the church grows. That's when miracles start to happen. That's when Jesus manifests himself. When we begin to get persecuted, persecution is good, because let me tell you something now. If you read from Genesis to Revelation, read from the New Testament, read church history, when persecution starts, that's when the church grows. The church grows the most when persecution, amen, is in its midst. You can heal the sick. I've got here that healing is not reserved for the person at the front. God did not save you to just for you to hear what he did. Listen, I've got here. God did not save you just to hear what he did, but to show what you can do also. I'm going to say it again. He did not save you so you can just hear what he did, the miracles he did, but to show you what you can do also. You are supposed to heal the sick. And when they're fighting against Christianity, they may not want you to talk about Jesus in the workplace, talk about Jesus in the school, in the colleges, in the universities, because it might offend people. Let me tell you something now. When people are sick, when people are hurting, when people are afflicted, people are going to need prayer. And that's where the power of God is going to be made manifest the most. And God is looking for people that are going to participate with him, work with him, amen. God is looking for some people that will be yielded to him to say, God, I'm available to you. I want to be an agent of change in my generation. I want to be an agent of change in my community. Amen. Some people want to go to the utmost parts of the earth, but let's start right here we are. Start on your road. Start with your neighbors. Start with your families. You can heal the sick. Slow down, Kev. He said, all power, amen, in the word of God in Matthew 28, he said, all power is given unto me. See, I'm trying to slow down, but he's given us delegated power. He said, I want you to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. He said, go teaching and preaching. Amen. He said, I want you to go. Don't stay still. Christianity is not a statue. Christianity is not static. Amen. Christianity is moving. We serve a God that is moving, and we should be moving with God. God wants to move with us. He wants us to move with him, move when he moves. And God is saying, listen, I need you to go. The goal of the gospel. There's a message called the goal of the gospel. God is saying, I need you to move when I move. But you must know what you have. If you don't know what you have, you're not going to use it. There's a story of a man that his father passed away, and his father didn't have much, but his father gave him a belt on his dying bed. His father gave him a belt, and he said, son, this belt is the key to true riches. There is riches in this belt. Don't lose this belt, amen. This belt will change your life. Now, in the passing of his father, the man was so upset. He kept the belt, but he kept it like a keepsake. Didn't take it off. Amen. But he worried so much about his father. He was so upset with the passing of his father. And he was so consumed with grief that life started getting bad for him. And he started going down, and he ended up dying penniless. He died penniless. He died poor. He died in poverty, and he died in grief, not knowing that when they took him to the autopsy and they started taking off his clothes, the belt that he never took off that his dad gave him, true story, the belt that he never took off that his dad gave him dropped from the dead body, dropped off the dead body, and the buckle broke. Inside the buckle were diamonds, small diamonds. When they valued the diamonds, it was some ridiculous amount of millions. I think this was in the 60s or 70s or some way back time. But what I'm saying is, this man lived a life not knowing what he had that could have changed his life forever. And his father had given him the promise. The father had told him what he had had, but he didn't realize what he was carrying. Many of us do not realize what we are carrying. Many of us do not realize that we are prophets and prophetesses, evangelists. Many don't realize that we are CEOs and we've been called to more. We've been called to feed nations. We've been called to prosper. We've been called to be a blessing to others, not just be blessed. Many people want to be blessed, but God has called us to be a blessing. I don't just want to be blessed. I want to be a blessing. Many of us do not know what we are carrying. We are carrying something heavy on the inside. And God is saying it's time to know what you carry and release what you carry. God is saying it's time to know what you carry and release what you carry. God is trying to break some people out of shyness and out of timidity and out of fear. Fear has held many people back from doing the great things that God has called them to do. Fear has paralyzed many. But God is saying today, fear is being broken off your life. You're going to do that business. You're going to start that ministry. You're going to do what God has called you to do. You've got women's ministry inside of you. Men's ministry out of you, women's ministry out of you. God has given you worldwide ministry. God has given you so much. You're CEOs. You've got ideas. You've got plays. You've got books. There's so many things inside of you. And so many people say, well, I'm going to. Today is the day of salvation. Today, God needs you to start today, not tomorrow, not next year. Now is the time. There's so much inside of you. And I'm here to stir up every gift that God has placed inside your belly. You can heal the sick. You're the miracle worker that God is waiting for. Many people have problems in their workplaces and problems at home. Problems in their family, and God is saying, you are the problem solver. I have placed the problem solver inside you. He's the Holy Spirit. Calm down, slow down, preacher. This man died not knowing what he had. I decree and I declare that you will know what you have and you will use what God has given you. I'm going to say that again. You will know what you have and you will use what God has given you. There's treasures on the inside. The Bible says we have treasures, heavenly treasures in earthen vessels. There's treasures on the inside of you. And I decree and I declare, this is the day that I stir up every dormant gift inside of you to use for the glory of God. Many people sit in church with a desire for more, saying, speaking, there must be more. There is, but it's going to take faith. You can heal the sick. The miracle worker is inside of you. I've got here, he said, I want you to go. He told his disciples, I want you to make disciples of all men. A disciple is a disciplined one. So it's going to take discipline, amen, to do the works of Jesus. Sickness is a result of the fall. As you know, Adam sinned, amen. He fell, we fell. But Jesus Christ came to redeem us from the fall. Amen. He has redeemed us, brought us back. Amen. Jesus redeemed us from the fall. Now we don't just walk with God in the garden. We have Christ in us, the hope of glory. The Bible says we are a habitation of God. These scriptures have to sink in. The Bible says we have Christ in us, the hope of glory. Where we go, Christ goes. See, I'm trying to slow down because I want you to get it. The Bible says we are habitation of God. God habits this vessel. Where we go, God goes. Amen? The Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You are the temple of God. Isaiah 66, I believe, says, amen, what house will you build for me? Amen. All these things is my hand made and all these things. But to this man, I look, he that is torn of a contrite spirit and that trembles at my word. God is looking for someone that will tremble at his word. God is looking for someone that will take him at his word, that will believe his word. Amen. God is looking for buildings anymore. We are the building of God. We are the habitation of God. Amen. He said he will build his church. This is the church. When we come together and congregate, yes, but this is the church. This is the body that God wants to use to affect the generation. Amen. And bring changes into this dark world. You are the light of the world. He gave us his spirit, I've got here, and he gave us his authority. See, I'm trying to slow down. He gave us his spirit, and he gave us his authority. It's time to exercise the authority that God has given unto us. I'm going to say that again. It's time to exercise the authority that God has given unto us. How do you know if you're exercising the authority? When problems come, do you fold and say, Oh my God, I can't do this no more. It's just too much for me. I can't take it. I can't take it no more. Do you start to cry? Do you fold? Do you complain? Or do you start to use your authority and exercise the authority that Jesus Christ has given you? Now, it's not to knock no one, because I'm here to get you to where you're supposed to be. You're supposed to do miracles. You're supposed to cast out devils. You're supposed to heal the sick. He gave us his authority and he gave us power. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1, now you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. And you shall be a witness unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and the uttermost parts of the earth. He's given you power. Sicknesses of the devil. The Bible says our God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went around doing good and healing. He went around healing all those who's oppressed of the devil because God was with him. I've already told you the same God is with Jesus, the same God is with us. You've got to know who's with you. You've got to know what you have. You can know what you can do. You have to know who is with you. He said he went around doing good and healing all, not some, healing all that were oppressed of the devil.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.